Storm Lake boys coach Heath Stille to my left. 72-41, your thoughts on your team's effort tonight?
I thought we played well for three quarters. I thought we had a little lax there in the second quarter, but overall I was very proud of our guys and their energy and intensity from the first quarter. And then we came out of halftime, and they picked it up another notch and carried it all the way into the fourth. And it was all 14 guys that played tonight that did a great job out there. And they're all working hard, and that's what we can ask for.
11 of them hit the scorebook, led by Josh Werges, 24. You went on a 20-0 run at one point, Coach. You got the first basket of the second quarter to make it a 20-0 run. You had an 18-point lead at that time. But then, some way, somehow, you only scored four more points the rest of that second quarter. That has to be, without question, a season low for points in a quarter held to six in the second.
Yeah, I thought in the second quarter we started settling for threes, and we showed them the shot chart at halftime, and it was like, guys, every shot that we took was outside the arc besides the three baskets that we made. And we just talked about how we had to keep moving the ball around, and we'll get our good looks. And if we attack the zone, catch it at the high post, and look for that backside guy cutting. And our guys did a great job during the third quarter and came back out and really executed that very, very well for us tonight. And that helped propel us as we went forward.
Well, I'd love to see your stats when they're finalized on how many assists your team had in this basketball game. I say it seems like after every game, Coach, but your passing is impressive. I thought on the interior especially, always looking to make that one extra pass.
Yeah, that's the best thing about this group of guys is that there's not one person that wants all the points, and they're willing to pass make that extra one, make the pass where it doesn't need to go. Probably sometimes we pass too much, and there's times when we should just shoot the layup, but we'll give it to somebody else, and I'm proud of our guys for that because it takes a lot to be able to do that, and our guys do a great job doing it.
John Dang, 11 boards, a lot on the offensive glass. He is a force to be reckoned with.
He is coming on these last couple of games, and let's hope that carries over in the conference as we start up in January, because if he keeps playing like he is, there's not many people that are going to be able to stop him and keep him off the glass.
Well, yes, it's finals week. Yes, the dead week starts on Thursday, but yet you guys got to turn around and practice tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to practice tomorrow and Wednesday yet. And I just told the guys, I said, so we're going to go for 2 hours, and we're going to get in, get out, get a lot of shots up, and just working on those little fundamental things that we can tune up a little bit before we go into break, because it's just some of those things we need to work on a little bit. And hopefully then after we get back from our dead week, and we'll have some great practices and get things rolling again.
So when you're rolling like this with six wins in a row, do you wish there wasn't a two-week break here and you wish you were playing Lamar's tomorrow night instead of 2 weeks from tomorrow?
That'd be great if we were playing Lamar's tomorrow night, but that'll be a big conference game for us, so hopefully we can get a big crowd here in Tornado Fieldhouse, and our guys will be ready for it. It's going to be one of those games that we've got to have if we want to contend for the Lakes Conference top.
With that said, I'll let you go. Congrats on the win.
All right, thank you.